In Nigeria's north, have been freed after weeks in captivity. Karen Chamas of the Associated Press has more.
Over 130 of nearly 300 schoolchildren who were kidnapped in the north of Nigeria have been freed, according to the West African nation's military. The children were rescued more than 124 miles away from their school in Kaduna, according to a Nigerian military statement. In the northwestern state of Kaduna, 287 students were marched into the forests as terrified families watched helplessly. No group has claimed responsibility for the kidnapping, which locals have blamed on bandit groups known for mass killings and kidnappings for ransom. Nigeria's president vowed to return all the children home without paying a dime. However, ransom is usually paid by the children's families and not mentioned by authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden signed a $1.2 trillion funding package after Senate's early morning passage ended a shutdown threat. In an interview, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who serves on the Senate Armed Services Committee, says he wanted to see more amendments added to the government spending package that the Senate passed on Sunday, but voted yes to ensure that key agencies received their funding.
This is far from a perfect bill. I wish it had been written very differently. I wish it had been written in a different way. But about 70% of the money in the bill goes to our military. It funds very needful priorities like pay raises for our troops or investments in our industrial base to build up the weapons and the munitions we might need in a conflict with, say, China over Taiwan.
For more coverage, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli anti-government demonstrators gathered in Tel Aviv on Saturday, demanding an immediate deal to release the hostages in Gaza, as well as new elections in the country. Thousands of people carried Israeli flags and banners saying slogans such as "Get them out of hell" and "Joe Biden, help us save them," as well as some demonstrators blocking roads, setting objects on fire, and clashing with police.
We get all the hostages back, and until that Hamas will be dismantled and stop existing, we need to continue. But from the other hand, I think that the government is responsible and should take the responsibility, and then that's why we need to go back to election. I think Prime Minister Netanyahu has shown for many years now that he's not leading the Israel to the right place.
Some 1,200 people were killed on October 7 when Palestinian militants launched a surprise attack out of Gaza, triggering the war, and abducted another 250 people. Hamas is still believed to be holding some 100 Israeli hostages, as well as the remains of 30 others. Kate, the Princess of Wales and Prince William have said they are extremely moved by the public words of support since her announcement that she has cancer. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Kate, the Princess of Wales, and Prince William have said they're extremely moved by the public's words of support since her announcement that she has cancer. A Kensington Palace spokesperson said both William and Kate were enormously touched by the kind messages from everyone in the UK and around the world. The spokesperson added that the couple were grateful for the understanding of their request for privacy at this time. After weeks of frenzied speculation on her well-being, Kate took to social media to explain her disappearance. In the candid video message, she said she was undergoing chemotherapy for cancer following major abdominal surgery. The 42-year-old princess said the cancer discovery was a huge shock and she was now in the early stages of preventative chemotherapy. Karen Chamas, London.
Flowers and tributes piled up on Sunday outside the Moscow concert hall as Russians mourn the victims of an attack which left 130 people dead. More on that in the next newscast. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.
And more. VOA 1.